Okay, we're starting at the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Bet. It says, Ki Atar Rav Dima Amar B'Yonatan, Atid Gabriel Lasot Kenigya Im Livni Atan. That in the future, Gabriel is going to do a hunting expedition with the Leviathan. Shenemar, HaTimshoch Leviathan Bichaka. Will you be able to catch or draw in the Leviathan with a hook? UbeChevel Tashkia Lishono. Or can you, with a rope, embed it in its tongue or enwrap its tongue? So the question, this is from Eov, when Hashem is right, responding or speaking to Eov about these issues. So it says, can one do such a thing? The implications of that is that someday someone will be able to do it, or it will happen, that someone will capture it. If the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help him out, he won't succeed. Shnei Marho so yagesh bicharbo, that the one who created him will come close or approach him with his sword, meaning that Kadosh Baruch Hu will aid Gabriel in the capture of the Leviathan, Yatid Davo. Right, similar language that's used by the Gemara in the Gemara in Sukkah with the Yitzhara, right? A Malay, a Kadosh Baruch Hu beIzrael. If Hashem doesn't help him, that help us out, that we would not be able to overcome our Yitzhara. When the Leviathan is hungry, his breath, or expels a warm breath, and he warms all the oceans of the world, or the seas of the world. It's again from the same area, Eov. It's Perek Mem, Perek Mem Av. That he will warms up, or he bubbles over like the pot or the cauldron, the mitzvah, the depths. If he didn't put his head into Gan Eden, in Kolbriya Yochala Lamod Birecho. So that had he not put his head into Gan Eden, nobody could stand or withstand his bad breath. And the bad breath is because he has a warm and hot breath and leaves a malodorous smell. So the fact that the Leviathan picks up some of the smell from Gan Eden, that covers up or perfumes over the bad breath that he has. It's a cover-up. Shenemar, Yam Yasim Kemerkecha. Right, that the oceans are like a merkecha, some perfume or aromatic cover-up to his bad breath. Shasha Tameh, and when he is thirsty, Osit Lamim Tomim Bayam, he makes waves, furrows in the ocean, Shinemar, Acharav, in its wake, Ya'ir Nativ, is like a light path, a light of path, or path of light, really, path of light. So, Amar of Achav Yaakov, Ein Tohom Chozer Leitona, Shivim Shana, after the Levititan drinks, the water level doesn't return for 70 years to its previous level, Shinemar, Yachshov Tehom L'Seiva, right, that they consider the Tehom like the Seiva, Seiva meaning that which is old or elderly, and Seiva Pchuta Meshivim, and Seiva is no less than 70. So after 70 years, it returns to its normal level or stature. So Amar Abba Amar B'Yochanan, Atir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asot Tzudah L'Tzadikim B'Bsaro Shel Leviathan. Future HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the Leviathan and make a meal for the Tzadikim. Shinemar yichru alav chavirim, that they will break bread or eat together chavirim. Ve'ein kara ele suda, right? So the word kara means suda. Shinemar vayichre lahem kara, that he prepared for them a meal gedola, a large meal. Ve'yochlu vayishtu, and they ate and they drank. Ve'ein chavirim ele tamrei chamim. Shinemar yoshev v'ganim chavirim, right? So those that sit together, right, in the gardens, makshivim lekolech. The Kalecha Shemiani, that they're living to the Makshivim Lekalecha Shemiani, that they are listening to the voice, your voice. Bashar, Mechalkim Oto, Vosim Bo Schura Vishukei Yushalayim. The rest is divided up, and they make money on it, do some business with this, the rest of the Leviathan. Shneemar, Yechetseu Ben Kenaanim. They will divide it amongst the merchants. Ben Kenaanim Ela Tagrim. How do we know that Kananim here means merchants? Shenemar, Kanan biyado mo'oznei mirma, that Kanan, the merchants, have in their hands a scales of deceit, vashok ahev, and the one who loves to cheat, or to cheat the loved one. Either way, v'ibayt ema mehacha, asher socharah, its merchants, sarim, or princes, kinaneha, its traders, nichbedearetz, with the elite of the land. Again, you see the word Canaan here being used as a merchant or trader, rather than Canaan as the nation Canaan, and we have that the Targum does the same thing by Yehuda. When Yehuda goes to take wife over there, it uses the term Canaan, and the Medrash and the Targum translate there that Canaan, right, as being a merchant and not being somebody, a Canaanite. Amar Abba, Amar Yochanan, Atir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasot sukkah l'tzadikim ha'or shel Leviathan. Future Shem will make a sukkah for the tzadikim with the or shel Leviathan. Shneimar, Hatimalei b'sukot oro. So truthfully, the real translation is Hatimalei is like, will you riddle with barbed skin? But obviously Chazal are playing on b'sukot here, meaning sukkah, like a covering or a shading. Oro, Zacha, if you're worthy, osim lo sukkah. Lo zacha, osim lo tzilt, or here it's like tziltzal. You'll make for him a tziltzal is a hut or a gazebo. Something that only has a roof without any walls on it. A sukkah, which has four walls plus the schach on the top, tziltzal has a roof on top without any walls around it. So if you zoche, get a sukkah. If not, you get a tziltzal. Shenemar, uve tziltzal is continuation of the pasuk in the Yov, tziltzal da gim rosho. And again, the term here, tziltzal, means a bucket. Right, the bucket of fish will fit its head, right? But there's a zachin osel lo tziltzal, lo zacha osim lo anak. If you're not zoche to have it be a hut of some sort or a gazebo, then osim lo anak. They make it into a necklace. Shnei amar vanakim legargurotecha. Right, it's also used to describe Torah. Vanakim legargurotecha. Right, there should be like a choker around your neck. Zachal simlo anak. If you're zochel, you get a necklace. Lo zachal simlo kmiya. Then you make it. We use it to make an amulet. Shenemar b'tikshereini l'naro techa. That you tethered it for your young ones. So what do you tether? I guess around your young ones is a what else besides an amulet? What you put around it? All right. Vashar porso akarish baruch chumot Yerushalayim. The rest Hashem spreads on the walls of Yisrael. And its light radiates from one end of the earth until the other. That the goyim will walk to your light. And the kings from the brilliance of your shining will be seen. So this again is the Atid Lavo. It's in the Sheyo talking about the Atid Lavo. What will be, and this is done by the Leviathan. If you remember the Rashbam, his description of what we were going to do in the Agadot over here, he described that first of them are, the first reason was Mar Rabu Masech Hashem. Then the second was to explain the Mikraot, to explain the Psukim in Yov, which we're just doing now, we're explaining the Psukim in Yov. And I talk about Ofot Gedolim, Behemot Agim Gedolim. And then he also talked about the Scharan Shel Tzadikim Latid Lavo, which was the third thing that he mentioned. So that we did the Psukim in Yov, we're explaining them plus explaining what the schar letzadikim will be latid davo. So that's the purpose, or the purpose that the Rashbam says that the Gemara is going through this. Right now, v'samti katkod shim shel tayich. I will make your windows or window frames full of rubies or precious stones. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani pligdei trei malachei birikia. There are two malachim in the sky that are arguing about this: Gabriel uMichael. Amilah trei amorai b'marova. Right, or two Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So, Man Inun, who are they? Yehuda v'chizkiya b'nei Rabbi Chiya. Charamar Shoham. One of them says that this Kadkod is a Shoham, which is an, you know, one of the stones. These are the stones that are found in the Choshen. The Shoham is an onyx or a beryl stone. Charamar Yashpeh, which is a jasper stone. Amalu v'kodesh baruch hu, l'habe k'dein uchdein. Should be like both of them, so that the Allah will be in the end. Even though the pasuk in Yishayahu was written many years before, right, this argument. So that's what the Rashbam says over here. Even though it was way before the time of Bnei Rabbi Chiya, that it will be, that's his nevuah. That it will be built like all those that explain it later on. So this, he's that we could say that he just used an ambiguous term. Ambiguous term that has the ability to be interpreted in multiple ways, and because of that, right, it has the ability to be chadein or chadein, like either one of them. Right now, misu sharayich lavnei akdach, your gateways will be like hewn, either hewn stones, or the way that Rashi translates akdach over here means avnei gumra, which are like coal-like stones, which have either a reddish hue to them or something like that. Kiha tiyaviv Rav Yochanan bekadorish. So like Rav Yochanan was saying in Dorish, atira kosh bochul avi avinim tovot magilot shehem shloshim ashaloshim v'chok behem eser al esrim umayidam v'shar Yishalayim. Shem in the future will bring these large precious stones that will be 30 amot or 30 amot, and then they will cut out of them sections that are 10 by 20. And they will be the gateways into Yerushalayim. These large precious stones will act as the gateways into Yerushalayim. Ligleg alav oto tamid. One of the students laughed at him about this description of what will be. Hashto kibi'ata detzitzla. Right, lo mishkachinan kulei hai mishkachinan. Today we can barely find precious stones the size of the eggs of a dove. And now you want to bring them in the size of the gates of Yerushalayim? It seems totally unreasonable. Yamim iflegas svinato bayam, and at one point in time he was out on the oceans. Chazam alachei asheret yatvi kamintzare avanim tovot margilot shem lamed alamed. He saw, you know, had some sort of vision. He was out on the ocean. He sees a vision of the malachim doing exactly that. They're cutting up precious stones that are 30 by 30. V'chokuben aser barom esrim, and making 10 out of 20 blocks. Amalu hani leman. So he says to these malachim, but these are for what? In the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu will make them the gates to Yerushalayim. Ata kamei Rabbi Yochanan amalei darosh Rabbi the chana eli drosh. So that you, Rabbi, you kasher marta kein raite. Go ahead, say what you want to say. You know that which I heard from you in the past, where I laughed at you. Go ahead and be darosh, because it's true. When I saw it with my own eyes. Amalo reika, you empty one. You amalei raita lo imanto. Had you not seen it, you wouldn't have believed it. You are a non-believer. In the words of Chamim, Natani Nabom, and I said Gal Shel Atzmot. Took one look at him, and he was a pile of bones. Right, and Rabbi Yochanan has a career of leaving. Right, exactly, leaving people in that situation. There's the Gemara in the Sanhedrin also, which discusses it with the guides. So I think there it's about the fruits in Eretz Yisrael. The Atid Lavo will be large, giant fruits, or the produce of Eretz Yisrael will be huge. The Atid Lavo, and does the same thing with some similar Tamid, and then also with his interactions with Reish Lakish, right? And then in the, almost with his the son of Reish Lakish as well, that Rabbi Yochanan finishes them off. All right, Meitavei. Right, that I will take you upright. Right, coming back. That when you come back through the Sharot Yisharei Yerushalayim, you'll be 200 amot tall, like twice the height of Adam Rishon. That 100 amot tall, connected Eichal v'Kodlav, like the Eichal and its walls. I mean, the Eichal and the Bayit Sheni was 100 amot tall. Shneamar asher baneinu kinitiim, our children, our sons are like saplings, migudalim, abinu rehem, they're nurtured in their youth, banotenu, right, our daughters, kizaviot mechutavot, that are like cornerstones, crafted tavnid echal, and it could either mean in a palatial way, right, in a palatial form, but over here, meichal, they're taken literally to mean like the size of the echal, which is 100 amot tall. Kiyama Rabbi Yochanan. So the problem here is that this is a question of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said before that the Sharei Yerushalayim would be 10 amot by 20 amot with precious stones. Now here, these people are either 100 amot tall or 200 amot tall. How are they going to fit through the Sharei Yerushalayim? So he says, no problem. Rabbi Yochanan, kikam Rabbi Yochanan, the kuvei de bezika. Rabbi Yochanan was just talking about the windows. The windows that let the air in, those windows will be 10 by 20. But the gates themselves will be 100 amot or 200 amot tall to let these individuals come through the gates in the Atid Lavo. And that's why above, also the word actually, when the pasuk they brought is something called Shim Shotayach. Shim Shotayach really means the, you know, for your usage or your windows or for letting the air in. So that's the window frames that are mentioned over there. All right. Vamar Rabbah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Atir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lasot Sheva Chupot, L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik. future Hashem will make 7 chuppot for each tzaddik. Shemar uvara Hashem al kol mechon Hartzion ve'al mikra'ha. And so Hashem will make a place on Hartzion ve'al mikra'ha, those that call out to it, Anan. Right, so over here it's Anan Yomam, right, the clouds of the day, Vashan and smoke, Vinoga and light, Ish, fire, Leva, that Lilo, that burns at night, the flame of night. Ki al kol kavod, on all kavod, chupa, there is a chupa. So I counted the 7 the way the Rashbam divides it up. He says, Anan Yomam is 1, Ashan is 2, Noga is 3, Ish is 4, Leva Lilo is 5, even though it really should probably be Eish Leva Laila, but that's 5. 6 is Kiyol Kol Kavod, and Chupa is number 7. Although the Rashi himself says that he thinks that, there's the continuation of the Pasuk says, Hayol Kol Kavod, he says that he thinks, Aval, Lini Ra Kiyol Kol Kavod Enu Min HaChashbon. Kiyol Kol Kavod is not part of the enumeration here. Aval V'sukati Yelatel Yomam, which is the continuation of the Pasuk, which is actually number 7, and not the Kiyol Kol Kavod. Be that as it may, Momei, Jekol Echad V'chad, Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chupa L'fi Kvodo. Each one gets a Chupa according to his, right, Kavod. So now Gemara says, alright, so now you get a Kavod. These are all descriptions of the type of Chupa you're going to get. Ashan B'Chupa Lama. What do you need smoke inside of your chuppah? So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Shkomish. Hey, so Amar Rabbi Chanina, Shkomish Misha in Enav Tzarot, B'Talmidei Chachamim, V'Olam Hazeh. Anybody who is, I think, as miserly or not accepting of the words of Chachamim, V'Olam Hazeh, Mitzmalot Enav Ashan Le'Olam Haba. His eyes will be full of smoke in the future. V'Eish B'Chuppah Lama. What do you need fire inside of the chuppah? So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Olay Shkol Echad B'Chad.
Ostensibly, the 7 canopies are for protection.
Right, let me just read the next piece, and then we'll say that. So, that each person is singed by the chupa of his friend. Meaning, what does that mean? That the chupa of his friend is meaning that the different levels. There'll be chupa katan and chupa gadol. And that depending on your reward, or depending on your standing up there, that you've got a larger chuppah or a smaller chuppah. So the burning over here is not a literal eish burning, but the burning of the embarrassment, that here someone else has a much larger chuppah than you, meaning that you didn't reach those heights that you could have in Olam Hazeh, and therefore, in Olam Haba, you have a smaller chuppah. So there is this idea that the chuppah is not simply a right protection, but also indication of one's standing in Olam Haba. So I would say that the Ashan also is an indication of the one's, the way the one conducted themselves towards the Chachamim. But Olam Hazeh, that's what the Ashan is. So it has both aspects, the Chuppah, both the aspect of the reward and the, meaning the beneficial aspects of Chuppah, but also has the other Tzad, which is it's also an indication of one's flaws or lack of respect for Chachamim in Olam Hazeh. Right now, the Gemara says, "Oy la l'oto busha, oy la l'oto chlima." Woe is such that embarrassment, and woe is that shame. So the idea again, latid lavo. Right, this is a concept that is explained that in many places by the chachamim and by the rishonim, about the busha and chlima latid lavo, which is the person will have clear understanding, meaning that when you see, when one sees their flaws, or one understands their actions, how it impacts them, latid lavo, it will be clear to them, they'll be embarrassed by what they do. And that's what we talk about, the eish shel gehinom, right? The fire of gehinom is not necessarily a literal fire, but the fire can be the embarrassment that one feels from the deficits that were created by their actions, v'olam hazeh. And that means, oloi loto bishar to loto chlima, the same thing over here, the eish of the chupa that burns them. Is the burning, is the embarrassment or the understanding that one did not reach the levels that they could have, and that's why their chuppah is smaller than the next chuppah. But again, a description of Olam Haba that nothing will be hidden, and everything will be known and open. And therefore, the busha chlima, that embarrassment that one feels from having their life exactly, basically laid out in front of them, right, for everybody to see, because there is your standing there will be determined by that, will be that embarrassment, that chlima is the eish shel gehinom, or the eish that burns, that causes such a feeling. It says about Moshe Rabbeinu that he gives of his right, from his splendor on him, velo kohod, not all of his splendor. So what does that mean? The face of Moshe is like the face of the sun. And Yeshua is like the moon. And that Moshe is the sun, which is that it brings of its own. It has its own source, its own fuel. It's able to produce on its own. And Yeshua b'nei chamah is where it reflects the light of that which is before them. Meaning that Yeshua is continuing the tradition or the that which Moshe started. He's only reflecting. He's a either lesser form or only able to reflect the light of Moshe, but not to create the actual light like Moshe Rabbeinu did. So now, the oila l'oto busha, oila l'oto l'chlima, what was such embarrassing, what was such shame? Over here again, it seems to me that it's not necessarily that there's Yeshua was saying this, or there's a chenim shotodor necessarily saying this, but this might be an editorial comment. Right? Oila l'oto busha l'chlima, that you know, look how the generations have come down. But it's more of an editorial comment than an actual sensation, right? That there's such a that the next generation can't keep up or can't be there at the level of the previous generation. Amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, Eser chupot Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Adam Rishon b'Gan Eden. Hashem made 10 chupot for Adam Rishon b'Gan Eden. Shneamar b'Eden Gan Elokim Hayita. Called Evan Yikara, that in the Gan of Hashem there was every precious stone, and the pasuk in Yechezkel goes on to list out all the precious stones, 10 precious stones, the last of them being Zahav, which is Marzucha Mar Chadasre. There's really 11. Shneamar called Evan Yikara. He left out the Evan Yikara, which really should be Kol Evan Yikara, every precious stone colon, and then it lists 10 of them. But Marzucha says no, Kol Evan Yikara is one of the enumerated items. Right, besides the other 10 that are enumerated in the pasuk, the least of them is zahav, which is the last in the pasuk. Because that's the last one that's enumerated. Right, the work of your drums and your flutes in you. So here it's talking about actually the nevuah is to Melech Tzor, who is acting like a god, or makes himself, presents himself like a god. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says back to him, right, who are you? You know, how are you acting? So on this he says, Mecha Tupecha Nechvecha Bach, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lechira Melech Tzor, says to Lechira Melech Tzor, Becha Nistakalti, when I looked at you, Uparati Nikavim Nikavim Ba'adam. And when I thought about what you were going to do, I put the holes in people, but basically meaning that I caused you to have to go to the bathroom, to defecate, to urinate, to show you that you're a human being. I mean, that anybody who gets so haughty and above themselves, everybody still has to, in the end, right, take care of their needs. Right? And by having to take care of the needs, it's an indication that you're simply a human being. So when I looked at you and saw how haughty you were going to be, I made sure that every human being had this, I don't know, capability, but really the need to go to the bathroom, and therefore you will be humbled by that. I looked at you and I said, death is the right option over here, because had everybody lived forever, right, they would have thought that they were gods. So over here, the fact that one dies in the end, it makes them mortal, right, and the realization of their humanness. My Val Mikra Eha. This is going back to the pasuk that we read before, that the those that are rewarded, right, are those, the Al Mikra Eha, those that are called out to it. So what does it mean that Al Mikra Eha? Those that called out. It says, Amar Rabba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lok Yerushalayim Shalom Azeh, Yerushalayim Shalom Abba. Right, not like Yerushalayim of this world, is Yerushalayim of the Atid Lavo. Why? So kol rotzel alot ola. Yerushalayim shalom is this world. Yerushalayim. Anybody wants to walks into Yerushalayim. Shalom abayin olim elam muzumanim la. Only those that are invited to join, right, are allowed to enter the Yerushalayim latid davo. And that's why the pasuk in Yishayahu, right, that we're quoting over here says, uvara Hashem kol machon artzion ve'al mikra eha. Al mikra eha is those that are called. Why do you mean they are called? I mean, it's mizuhanim, that they are invited to come. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Atir Tzadikim, Shnei Kareim, Hashmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the future, Tzadikim will be called by the name of Hashem, Shnemar, Kol Nikra B'Shmi, B'Lichvodi, B'Rativ, Yotadiv, Afasitiv. Right? Because everything, this is the pasuk quoted in Avot, to say that I call you l'shem shemayim, everything that you do should be l'shem shemayim. Right? It's called and k'rab b'shmi, everything that's called by my name, l'chvodi b'rativ, I made them for my honor, yitzativ, avasativ, I formed them, I made them. So again, here, the creations are done for the kvod Hashem, or the name of Hashem, anikra bishmi, that are called then by my name. V'amar Shmuel bar Nachmeni, or the alternative of here is Amar Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Yonatan, instead of Amar Yochanan. Gimel nikru'u ashmosha kadosh baruch hu. Three people are named by the name of Hashem. V'eloen, Tzadikim, Mashiach, and Yerushalayim. Tzadikim, Adamran, we already said. Mashiach diktiv. V'zeh shemo asher yikru'o. So again, this is Yirmiyahu, they're talking about the coming of the Redeemer. So this is the name that he will call by Hashem Tzidkenu. He'll be called Hashem Tzidkenu, Hashem, our righteous one. Yerushalayim, dichtiv, it says Yerushalayim Saviv. This is the last pasuk in Yechezkel, and describing Yerushalayim Latid Lavo. It says Saviv, Shmona Asar Aleph. It's 18,000 around. V'shem Ha'ir, and the name of the city, Miyom, from that day onward will be Hashem. So the way that we read it now is Hashem Shama. Hashem is there. Now that's the real reading of the pasuk, which is Hashem Shama. So I'll decree Shama, right? Don't read it as that Hashem is there, but rather Ela Shema. Hashem Shema. Hashem is its name. Alright. Amar Abelazar, Tidden Tzadikim Shomim Lifneim Kadosh Kederach Shomim Lifneim Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the future, before the Tzadikim, people will say Kadosh, just like the way that the Malachim say before Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, but yeah, Anishar B'Tzion, this is done by Yishayahu. You know, there'll be a battle and people will be killed. And those that are left over in Tzion, Anishar B'Tzion, Vanotar B'Yushalayim, and the remainder of Yushalayim Kadosh, Yemar Lo, will be called Kadosh. So again, just like the Malachim say before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh, 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 so too before the Tzadikim they will say Kadosh. B'amar Rabbah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Atir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Abiyat Yerushalayim Gimel Parsaot Lamala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will raise Yerushalayim three Parsaot upwards. Shenema, V'ra'amah, right? It's lofty, V'yashveha, it's settled, Tachteha, in its place. So that's what it means, it's lofty and settled in its place. What does that mean? My Tachteha? Does it mean that it's settled in its place? Kitachteha. Like the one below it. So that one below it means not like below it, but one before it. Like Yerushalayim before it will be Ramah, its loftiness, its height. So we might the height of the Tzlata Parsi. How do you know that the original Yerushalayim was three Parsot? Havi Amar Rabba, Amar Li Hahu Saba, the Di Chazal Yerushalayim Kamaita. I saw the first Yerushalayim, but Tzlata Parsi Havi, it was three Parsot. So therefore, since the original Yerushalayim was three Parsot, and now it says V'ra'amah, its loftiness, its height, will be like Tachteh, the one before it. What's the one before it? So its height will be like the three Parsot of the extent of Yerushalayim, the original Yerushalayim. V'shem HaTomai Yishtar De'alot. Well, it's so high up, then it'll be difficult to climb up or to reach Yerushalayim. Tamalomer Mik Ela Ke'av Te'ufena, who are like this, like Av Te'ufena, like the clouds that fly by or that are flying by. Uchiyonim El Arubu Tehem, and like the doves to their coats. So Amar Abba Papa Shmamina Ha'eva Tlata Parsimidle. So here you can see that a cloud floats above the ground three parsa'ot. Because the fact that he compared Milik Av to Ufena, like a cloud that floats away, so since they compared between the cloud floating away and the height of Yerushalayim being three parsa'ot, must be that the clouds are three parsa'ot of the ground. I don't know if it's a clear logical argument that goes through. Alright. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, B'keish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Latei Yerushalayim B'midah. Hashem wanted to build Yerushalayim by measure, meaning that he wanted to survey and have a plan, a blueprint of what the size of Yerushalayim would be. Shneamar. Bomar, this is again in Zechariah. Ano ata olech, where are you going? And Zechariah says to the Malach, Vayomer Eli lamod et Yerushalayim. Going to survey Yerushalayim, to measure Yerushalayim. Le'ot kamar chava v'kamar haka. See how wide it should be, how long it should be. Amru malach hasheret lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'nei Shalom, harbe kvachim barata b'olamecha. You have many cities in your world. Shalomot olam of the other nations. Lamatata midat arka midat rachman. You never limited their width and their length. Right? Yerushalayim shim shimcha betocha. Yerushalayim, which has your name on it, u'mikdashecha betocha, and your mikdash is built in it. Tzadikim betocha, and tzadikim adera tanutein b'midah. You're going to limit its growth or limit its size. Miyad vayomer elav roots. Daber lanar, go run after the other halaz, run after that young man, meaning the other malach, lemor, prazot, teshev, Yerushalayim. Shalayim will be settled, meaning not like a walled city, but open, like an open city, meirov adam, ubeima, betocha, because there's so many people and animals will be there, that the city will be an open city, not a walled city or a limited city, but an unlimited city by the population of Yerushalayim. Amar Yish Lakish, Tedesh Kabarucho, lo sifa Yerushalayim. And in the future, Hashem will add on to Yerushalayim. Elef ta. So now this—it's an interesting gemara over here. Each time it's going to give 1,000, and then give you a gematria about how many thousand. There'll be elef, and then it says tafaf, which is 169. So it'll be 169,000 ginaot, gardens. Then elef kapal over here. Kapal means is 210. Is the gematria. So it'll be 210,000 migdalim that will be added, towers. Elef litzui biraniot. So litzui is 146, which would be 146,000 buildings. Elef ushnei shilo. Be 1,000. Now shnei shilo would be 2 times shilo. 2 times 345, which would be 690. So it's unclear to me if it's 690,000. Right, or there is some other 395,690. I don't know what the proper count is, but it seems like it's 690,000 here. Totafraot, which are smaller buildings. And each one of them will be like Tzipori when it was settled or in its grandeur. Right, Tanya, Rabbi Yosef, and Riti Tzipori b'shalvata, v'yuba me'a v'shmonim elef shvakim. There were 180,000. Markets shalmochreitzi cake deira that sold chalent, that sold ready-made foods in it. Vatzlaot. So this is again from Yechezkel. Vatzlaot tzela el tzela. Here it's truthfully what Yechezkel is describing over here are the ta'im. We had this earlier in the Masechta. He's describing the ta'im on the side when we want to know the word ta was synonymous with other words. Here the Gemara quoted tzela and ta over here. So now, the word tzlaot here, we're talking about the ta'im of the Mikdash. The Gemara is going to interpret it to refer to Yerushalayim. It says, v'tzlaot tzela el tzela shalosh u'shloshim, right, p'amim. That it was 3 and 30 times. So the Gemara says, my shalosh u'shloshim p'amim. What does it mean, 3 or 30 times? Amar Rav Levi, Amar Rav Papi, Mishum Rav Yeshua desichni. Im gimel. If the size of Yerushalayim latid levo is 3 times, right, that of Yerushalayim today. Im gimel Yerushalayim ein kol echad v'echad yesh ba shloshim midurim. Then every building in Yerushalayim will have 30 stories. So if Yerushalayim is 3 times the size of the original Yerushalayim, then every building will be 30 stories, right, to get you the multiplication. The mala, the height wise. V'im shloshim, if Yerushalayim itself is 30 times the size, Yerushalayim ein kol echad v'echad yesh ba shloshah midurim. Then it'll have each building will be 3 stories high, the mala. So again, to get the multiplication 3 times 30, you need 90 times the size. So 90 times the size will either become because the shetach of Yerushalayim will be 3 times. Therefore, the building heights will have to be 30 times higher, or the other way around, that it will be 30 times the shetach. So therefore, the buildings will have to be 3 times as high, or 3 floors high. So now, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the one is koneh sfina. Mara wants to know, how are mocher tasfina? How is one take possession of a boat? What type of kinyan can you do on a boat? So itmar sfina, rava mar kemish mashach kol shu kana. As long as you move the boat any amount, you're koneh the boat. Shmo amar lo kana et shimshoch et kula. The Shmo says you cannot be koneh the boat until you move it a full length of the boat. You know, you have to move the entire boat. Of course you move the entire boat. Anytime you move a boat, you move the whole boat. But no, you have to move the boat, the entirety of its length, or the full length of a boat, the boat itself. Let us say this is similar to Machlokes Tanaim. Ketzad b'misira. How is the Kenyan misira done? Misira is handing over of the reins. How is that done? To achza b'talfa. He holds, grabs a hold of its hoof. Bisara, its hair, ba'okev shalel, on its, by its saddle that it's on it, bishalif shalel, or on the sacks that are carrying the merchandise on it, b'prumbia shabipia, takes the pit in its mouth, or b'zug shibsavara, or grabs the bell around its neck, kana'ah, he's able to take possession of it. So I should know that there, we saw this together, actually, when we did the Gemara, I think in Kedushin, about misira, kinya misira, how does kinya misira work? So the Riva believes that Misira must be done miyad miyad. Kinyan Misira means handing over of the reins. So that you must be something that is given over. Something that's given over is mesira. That's the word mesira means. Not literally like moshech, when you're pulling the animal, that you're directing or driving the animal. But mesira is handing over by one party to the other. Therefore, it means that only when one hands to the other is kinyan mesira work, and it will not function by a mitzia or nixei ager. Nixei ager, where there's only one party, where you're taking from hefker. When you take from hefker, a kinyan mesira won't work because mesira requires two parties. A kinyan mesira can work, but a kinyan mesira cannot work. Mesira demands two parties, a giver and a taker. That's why it's called the handing over of the reins. That's what the Riva says. That, of course, is, Tosa says, ve'enu nira. That doesn't make, he disagrees vehemently with this and says mesira is even by a unilateral. You can have a unilateral kinyan of mesira. He says, I'll prove it to you. Why? Here's our Gemara right here. Ketzel mesira. It says over here, achza betalfa. He grabbed its hoof. What do you mean? If he grabbed his hoof, where's the other party over here? There's no other party over here. The grabbing of the hoof itself is enough to make the kinyan. There's no party handing him the hoof. Right? It's achza betalfa. That's what it says. Or besara. He grabbed the hold of the hair. So you see here, there is such a certain thing as a unilateral kinyan. The Rashbam, on the other hand, adds in a little couple extra words at the end of achza betalfa. Listen to this. He says, achza betalfa biragla b'mitzvat hamocher. That he does it with the mocher tells him to grab a hold of the foot. So that's why it works over here, because he's telling him to do it. Forgot, it's the Gemara, it's the top of an Amod Aleph. I'd have to look back where he has to say Lecha Zegu Pnei. It's top of Nun Gimon Amod Aleph. There you go, it's at the bottom of Nun Bed Amod Bed, top of Nun Gimon Aleph. Amarava, Hachemar B'fanav, Lo Tzirich Lameimar Lecha Zegu Pnei. If you take possession in front of him, then you don't need Lech Azek Uknei. Shalom Befanav. It's not in front of him. Tarech Lememar Lech Azek Uknei. Right? So then, if it's not in front of him, you have to specifically direct him to go ahead and take possession of it. So there, the Gemara was asking the question whether you have to have Lech Azek Uknei by Matana. Is it only by Mecha that it applies, or does it also apply by Matana? Again, it's a Gemara back on Gimel Amud Aleph. Right? So that's what Tosla says. Tosla says that if you need it over here, if you took possession of the animal without the, I mean here, oh, damar lekaman gavi mesira kol hecha damar lechazek uknei kuli amal lo pligid dekana. He says go take possession. Everybody agrees that he takes possession. V'ibinin mesira miyad liyad. If you have to give it directly from hand to hand, lo avi le lememar lechazek uknei. Why do you have to tell him lechazek uknei? We said it's only when it's bifanav. You don't need lechazek uknei. So why would you need it if it's miyad liyad? Why would you need lechazek uknei? Elata chazek uknei. Right, that all you can say is, listen, you took possession of it. Because you did it in front of me, you took possession. What does it mean that kadam musir dechavero means, shomer lo lechazek uknei? That's exactly what it means. So over here, the Tosfos is indicating that the Rashbam's explanation of mitzvat amocher is basically the indication of lechazek uknei. And Tosfos says you don't need miyad liyad. The Riva indicates you need miyad liyad, that you need it from hand to hand. Right, whereas Tosa says, no, you don't. You can have a unilateral mesira that works that kinyan, but you then require lechazek uknei. And that explains what it means. The mitzvah tamocher over here would be lechazek uknei. Because mesira, again, is some sort of... He doesn't have to physically give it to him, but he has to... Right, he has to... If he gives it physically, he doesn't have to say it. If he doesn't give it to him physically, then he can do it. He has to direct him to take it, because Mitzirah is exactly that. It's giving over. There has to be some sort of form. And he says, that's why the Rashbam over here said, B'mitzvat ha-mocher, right, with the direction of the mocher. And it can't be done just unilaterally without anybody involved. But how much involvement is the question. The Riva says, you need hand-to-hand. And the Rashbam says, Mitzvat ha-mocher. And that's what Tosfos says. It's enough. Lechazek uknei. All right. Ketzav b'mishicha, how does a kinyan mishicha work? Korei lav, he ba'ah, he calls for it and it comes. Oh, she akisha b'makel v'ratzta lefanav. He gives it a whack and it heads forward. Right, he drives it. Kevin shakar akara yad v'regel kana. If it picks up a hoof and a foreleg and a hind leg, then it's enough. It's konet. Rabbi Achi b'amri la Rabbi Achi omer achi t'leich malei komata. Till it walks the full length of the animal. So lei ma'rab damar ketana kamo. Rabbi Achi ketana kamo, that lifting up one, hind leg and foreleg is enough. And Mishmol Amar, Rabbi Chacha, and Mishmol said, "Well, they had to walk the full amount of the animal, so to over here by the boat." So I'm like, "Rav, Anadam, Refil, Rabbi Acha." I can say even like Rabbi Acha. Ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Acha, ela bebali chayim. Rabbi Acha only says it by an animal. The Avakav, the Akra Yav Regel, beduchto kaimo. If he lifts up his foreleg and his hind leg, the animal's still standing in place. He hasn't moved anywhere yet. He's still in the same location. That's why there's no kinyan until he moves all four legs. And boat that moves the smallest amount, the entire boat had to move. It can't move one part of the boat without moving the rest of the boat. The whole boat moves, so therefore it would work. So Racha would agree to me that over here that you just move the boat any amount and it works. Shema, now I'm ready. If you look at Tanakam, Shmuz, I can even like the Tanakam. Why? The Tanakam only says this by live animals. Once you lift your fore and hind legs, then by definition, what's the next step? That the other legs will come up. So therefore, it's a kinyan automatically once you move it. By Svina, just because you move it a small amount doesn't mean it's going to move the entirety of the length of the Svina. You have to pull it more for it to go the length of the Svina. So it won't be classified as a kinyan mishicha until you move it the entire amount. So the Gemara's tried to suggest this was a machloket Tanaim, and the Rabbi Shmuel were able to explain themselves according to both Tanaim, and therefore we will not explain it as a machloket Tanaim. The Gemara will attempt another machloket Tanaim tomorrow. We'll stop here.